I'm your host, Nate Newman, and as always, I have the illustrious Judge Gonzo with me.
Your favorite foul-mouthed fucking chucklehead from the USA.
Okay, will I get to yell?
Oh, you're going to get to yell.
Well, then it's going to be fun.
Well, I want to know, how the fuck did we go from weddings to how do you foot spot a sociopath?
This is what we do. Dude, what? Again? Hold on, I got to fucking sit right. Wait. Let me stretch out my shorts for this shit.
G'day, g'day. Welcome to this episode of Not So Secret Dad's Business. Sorry for the lateness today, guys. I mean, what can I say? It happens. We've just had daylight savings end as well, man. So,
no, it's because we're on spring break. So a lot of my times are fucked up. And we got back from the movies. We sat down. Hunter had some dinner and then some dessert. We're just sitting there hanging out. And the dog starts whining. I'm like, oh, shit, I got to take the dog out. I'm like, oh, shit, like, I got to check the time. It's fucking 9:30. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, so when I'm on break, I don't know what, dude, I've been going to sleep at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, that's what I do. And then I have to reset my sleep schedule on Sunday by like staying up or taking something, going to sleep a little bit early, and then I'm ready to go the next day. But that's it, man. This is the last break. And then we got off on Wednesday for Eid. And then after that, it's kind of like a straight shot until summer. So,
yeah, nice.
Pool opens in a couple weeks, man. So I'm excited. Yeah, man, just shit like that. How was your week?
Yeah, not bad, man. Not bad. It's been a bit of a quiet one. I've seen some interesting shit online this week. There's one I've got to talk to you about. But
nice.
Yeah, no, man. It's overall, it's been all right. Like I say, we've just had daylight savings end. So, like, the time on my end is now all thrown out.
Right.
So like 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, I think your time zone changed by an hour. Yep. And so then I went from a 1 p.m. to a 12 p.m. And then I've woken up this morning and realized it's no longer 12, but 11.
Nice.
So I've been sitting on my phone all morning trying to make sure that I've got the time zones correct because it's just changed, you know, a couple of times in the last month.
You saw Ghostbusters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't
we
bad.
We just got back. It was all right. Like, I don't need a love story in my Ghostbusters fucking movie. Like, I just don't. But again, parents, if your child is not ready to go to the movies because they're fucking loud and you don't want to tell them to shush or stop talking, you ain't going to the fucking movies, dog.
Did you have kids in the cinema yipping a new hiring, did you?
So it was a family behind me. It looked like the dad and a friend or husband, whatever it is. It's just two guys, two kids in the middle. One's probably 10. The other one's like 5, right? 5, 6. And the kid is talking during the previews. Fine. I don't give a fuck. Talk during the previews. I don't give a shit. I don't like to. Like, I still whisper during that time. But talk during the fucking previews. I don't care. The movie starts. A couple things slip. And they're loud, dude. Like, I'm talking to you. Like, how I'm talking to you right now is how this fucking kid is. And he's, like, giving me, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000 kid commentary over the fucking movie. And, like, I look back, and one guy tells him to shush. And I'm like, all right. Then some people behind me were saying, dude, he did this sporadically throughout the whole movie. He's sitting right next to an adult that I can only assume is his dad. Here's your dad, Ario. Your kid is not ready for the movies. You take him to the movies, he's talking. For some reason, because I don't fucking believe this, you can't get him to stop talking, right? What is your move? Because I have like two. I will tell you mine, but what's your move? You take your kid. Clearly, he's too young to go to the movies. What do you do?
It's a two-part thing, right? So it's a case of keep it down. We're not at home. Other people are here watching this movie. We need to be quiet.
Right.
If it continues after that, it's like, right, we're out. And grab him by the collar, and you walk out of the cinema.
That's it. Because you have respect for the people who don't want to hear your fucking child talk over the fucking movie. We were, and do not like a kid. Like, you know when a kid whispers and it's loud? There was no whisper in this fucking kid voice. He was announcing to fucking like like the whole row to the right, 5 rows to the fucking front about what he thought about this fucking movie. Kid, I don't fucking care what you think. He gets a shush in the seat. If he cannot fucking relax, you take him out to the rugged part out of the fucking theater and you go, hey, man, other people are trying to watch this movie. If you're not capable of calming down, we're going to leave. I might give him one more chance to go in. But like you said, then that's it. You fucking take them and leave because I'm not ruining other people's time. And I saw someone combat me or fucking someone put, so what if the kid, because I love this shit, what if the kid is a mental disorder? Then you rent a fucking movie theater, man.
But that's different as well. Like, I mean, I would have a little bit more patience if that was the case, if they were clearly, you know, but there are also special screenings for people like that as well.
Yeah. Now, you say that to someone, my kid's just like every other kid. No, they're not. And when people say stuff like that, they are negating the fact that they have a child who has special needs. Your kid is not the same. It's like people like, I'm colorblind, I don't see color. Well, then you're racist as shit. Because if you don't see color and a certain group has a problem, you're now blind to that fucking problem. So no, your kid is not like every other kid. Your kid has special needs, which means there's a private screening. I'm not saying you got to spend the $600 to rent out the whole movie theater. Go at 11 o'clock, right? Have safeguards in place. You know your kid. You know their triggers. You know if they're stimming or not. You know if they're yelling. I understand that. But then it is your job as a parent to not be like, my kid is the most special kid in the world. It doesn't matter if he yells. You guys are just going to have to deal with it. That is not how special needs works. It's not, because then we go back to like the people who just say whatever the fuck they want. And they're like, oh, it's because I'm on the spectrum. I'm autistic. That doesn't give you a right to be an asshole. So, and these kids were fucking functioning. Dude, Nate, the fucking kid was sitting here. The dad was in the seat right next to him. Dad's like, I'm like, that's not bothering you. Like, you're sitting next to him.
But I
that's
mean,
not again, affecting like, your fucking movie?
There are those parents, though, that are more than happy to tune the kid out because it's easier. To tune him out, you don't have to deal with the bullshit. And because I'll guarantee the dad was the one that really wanted to see the movie, if that's the case.
That's what I'm saying. If that's the case, why
go,
do you want to talk to her?
Leave the kids at home and just go see a movie by yourself or whatever. But yeah, like you say, you take them outside of the lobby, you have a word with them. They can't pull their neck in after that. Well, it's like, right, we're leaving. Or if you're there with the whole family, it's like, right, the rest of the family can be quiet. They know how to do that. So we're going to let them watch the movie. You and I are going to go outside to the lobby and we're going to count the diamonds in the carpet. Or we are going to see how many bricks are on the wall or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. And when you leave, you don't reprimand the kid. He's a kid, man. He's not ready to do it. The first time that, because it happened with Hunter, I took him to see, I think it was Despicable Me 2, because he was like 4. Right. But he listens. But he got there. Now, he wasn't yelling, but he was getting restless in his seat. And then he started making noise. So I asked him, I'm like, hey, if you can't like be quiet, because I understand you've got a lot of energy. I was like, we'll try the movie some other time. He goes, yeah, I'm getting bored. So we got up and fucking left. I wasn't like, you're an asshole. I wasn't like, what the fuck? He's a child. So if your kid, if you know your kid's making noise at the movies, don't defend your kid. Because you knew he was going to make noise. Other people paid to be in the fucking theater. That's not you looking out for your kid. That's you being a selfish fuck to everyone else who's in the goddamn theater.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
The past 3 times I went to the movie, I still cannot wrap my head around that people don't shut the fuck up. Like, I can't. I don't understand why people still think it's okay to speak entire fucking commentaries over movies. And it's not like a grindhouse flick where you're supposed to do that, right? It's not like a Rocky Horror Picture Show where you're supposed to yell at certain times or throw toast or whatever the fuck it is. It is the AMC fucking Mountainside in Union. Shut the fuck up. Sit down and watch the movie. If your kid can't handle it, do not yell at your child. Ask him. If he doesn't do it, all right, we're getting out of here. Let him freak out in the fucking hallway. But then when he calms down, be like, hey, man, we left because you are not ready, maturity-wise, to sit through an entire movie. We will try again some other time. But you can't just let him do it. You can't just let him do it.
What I want to know is, because, I mean, I know I do it. And, I mean, clearly it's an issue because I can hear Valak out there. She's got something to say too. But Yeah, like I don't know if parents do this, but I know I did with Eli when he first went to the cinema. It was like, okay, look, buddy, this is not like watching a movie at home. We can't
Right.
pause it to have a chat about it. We can't talk about it to each other because other people want to listen to the movie too. So if we're going to go to the cinema where other people are watching, we need to keep the noise down. Now, obviously, at that point, he was, I think, like you say, Hunter was 4. I think Eli was around the same age. We took him to a children's viewing. So there were other children who were
Different.
also there making noise.
Different.
It's a little different, but that's the thing. We chose the children's matinee showing so that we could take him for his first time, you know. And we could take him now. Like I said, we went and saw Ghostbusters last week. He sat through the whole thing, didn't say a fucking word. If anything, I think I whispered more to Eli than he did. But yeah, I mean, like you
Yeah,
say,
no.
if kids don't have the maturity, they shouldn't be going.
Dude, if I went to the 11 o'clock movie of a kid's movie and other kids were talking, but I knew that that's the time I have to take my kid because he's going to talk, it's understood in the movie theater, you're not shutting any of these fucking kids up because they're here to see the fucking Smurfs or Garfield or whatever the fuck it is. I'm not going to shush a whole fucking place, right? It's majority at that point. But we left Despicable Me because it was a little later in the afternoon and no one else was talking. And it's not even like he was just restless in his seat. Then he's tapping me and stuff like that. And I don't want to be frustrated with him because he's 4 or 5 and fucking bored. It didn't matter what was on the screen. He just wasn't fucking having it. So that was interesting. I just can't believe that shit still happens. And it was teenagers last time. It was a fucking lady the time before speaking at fucking full volume. Now it's a dad next to his kid and his kid's not shutting the fuck up. And other parents of kids were like, shh. And like the dad didn't even fucking turn. So now you're not even gonna fucking acknowledge that people are fucking upset. I don't know. It's fucking, I don't know. I don't know. Wait, hold on. I gotta switch gears to a second. So we had an earthquake.
I saw that. There's been a couple of them. Like we had one a couple of weeks ago. There was the one in Taiwan just last week. And now you guys had your lawn furniture bowled over and whatnot.
It was a 4.8, which we barely felt. We slept through the first one. The dog woke us up, I guess, because she felt it, so she was freaking out. Second one was like a 4, and it was an aftershock. The only reason I knew was because I was sitting on the couch and I felt the rumble. I'm like, oh shit, aftershock. And Sarah's like, cool. And we went right back to doing whatever the fuck we're doing. You would fucking think that people on the East Coast lost their fucking houses and loved ones. Oh my God. All of a sudden, everyone's a fucking a plate tectonics expert and a fucking an earthquake expert. And look, in 1972 on the fault line, shut the fuck up because you don't know that shit. You look the shit up. So now over the past three years, I know people who have been political experts on the Israel conflict, infectious disease experts. Now they're geologists.
And everybody got their degree from Facebook, man. It's the
Oh
Facebook
my
degree.
God. Dude, I'm like, wow, you guys are really learned. Like, why do you work at the bank if you're a fucking expert in law too? You know what I'm saying? Like, at least be like, hey man, I don't know, but I read this thing saying that we're on a fault line. No, people want to put everything out like it's them. It was so fucking annoying. That's why I posted the thing where it was like checked in safe. Dude, I saw that. People were checking in safe for a 4.8 that most people didn't even fucking feel checked in safe. Shut the fuck up. Dude, that is such a fucking me moment. Like all these me monsters, dude. Like, look at me. I'm safe. And dude, at one point, like a bridge collapsed. Like a legit fucking bridge collapsed, man. It was terrible. People stuck in their cars, fucking shit. Two things I saw afterwards that drove me crazy. One person was like, people need to know how to get out of a car if this happens. You take off the fucking. Dude, the people are still getting fished out of the water. And you think your way to help is to be like, if they only knew this, they'd be okay. That's number one. Number two, people who lived 6 miles, 10 miles, 20 miles away were checking in safe because they live in the same fucking state. Just so someone could be like, oh my God, are you okay? What the fuck, man? Like, everyone's like, where's my me moment? And it's the dopamine loop, I think it's the dopamine loop. It's either the dopamine loop or the serotonin loop. It's you post something on Facebook, you wait, it gets a like, you get happy, you post another thing on Facebook, it gets a like, you get happy. It's just like, shut the fuck up. No one fucking cares. You know how I know if something happened and you're not okay? Because I know it happened in your air and I called you and you didn't pick up the fucking phone. You checking in automatically makes me go, you're nowhere near it. You're just a fucking dick.
Like, we every year we have flood season. It happens. Penrith is on the Nepean River, one of the main river systems, right? So floods every fucking year. But we'll have people who aren't even in the area saying, Mark's safe from the Penrith floods. Okay, that's awesome. You live on higher ground. Of course you're safe from the Penrith floods. Like, you're not in the lowlands like the rest of us, right? But to touch on the whole earthquake thing, like I say, like, what was it, 3 weeks ago, we had a 4.3. I thought nothing of it. I thought Christine was fucking with me from downstairs. I thought she was banging on the ceiling or something, and I felt it through the bed.
It's nothing. It's like, oh, shit. Like,
and she
weird.
Thought I was fucking with her trying to send vibrations down the wall or something to into the couch. And so I just yelled downstairs, "You right down there?" She goes, "Yeah, you right? You fucking with me?" I'm like, "No." And then I saw the news. Oh, there was an earthquake. That's what that was. Okay.
And that's it. And I carried on with my fucking day. All of a sudden, it was like, oh my God. It's like every time it snows and someone has to fucking tell you what the updates of the weather are. I don't need, thanks, fucking weatherman Joe. I don't fucking need that, man. You know how I know it's snowing? I looked outside and saw fucking snow. It's like the same thing with people who take pictures of their dashboard when it's a hot day out. Like 103, oh my God. Dude, I don't need the fucking hokey hacky picture of your fucking thermometer. Like, I don't. Like, people have no... But again, it's a me moment. I want to be the first one. Look at my dashboard. No one fucking cares what the temperature is by you. Unless it's 200 degrees and your fucking mom just melted in front of you, I don't give a shit. I don't care. If the divine trumpets blared and the holy host came down and fucking yanked a whole bunch of people up at post-fucking revelation and you check in safe, now I give a fuck about you. But unless that happens, I don't fucking care. I don't care. Especially when you check in from a place that's 8 towns over from where it happened just so you can have a fucking moment.
But I mean, that's the social media zeitgeist that we live in now, is that everybody has to have that me moment. Everybody has to be able to share their every little thought. And like, this is, I remember back in the day, like just back in the day, we're like when Facebook first started, like you'd have people, because the posts would start off as like, Nate Newman is, right? That was the automatic prompt. And then it was like, hanging at the grocery store with my bud, or Nate Newman is taking a walk up the road, or it was just check-ins, like, this is what I'm doing. And that,
well, I think
was,
it started
that,
as
that
a college.
Yeah, but that's what it was. It was a college like networking thing. But now it's just everybody thinks they give a fuck about what they're doing. It's like you were saying last week where you were taking the piss out of yourself by taking a photo of your medical bracelet and your cannula and going, oh, I'm in the hospital, I'm dying, or, you know, don't worry about me, or, you know, just PM me, I'm not going to go into it right now. It's like, yeah. Why?
Dude, people want, or the post, if you call me, I don't answer you, it's because I'm having a rough time right now. So why fucking post that? Don't say anything. And then afterwards you go, yeah, man, I was just fucking down and out, but I'm good now. Why? Because when you put that up, everyone goes, oh my God, I can't wait to text this person and see if they're okay. Fucking no, dude. No. Like, why do people need validation for everything? I just took a shit. Someone cheer me on. I did this. Ain't I the fucking best? Like, why can't you just live your life daily? Like, I put up a picture of my dog or her tap dancing, or a picture of Sarah sleeping, or a fucking gym picture. I put up a gym picture because it keeps me honest. I don't give a fuck if no one likes them. And to be honest with you, more people fuck with me than anything else. I think that's why I do it for it now. And it's just like, I don't get people's constant need to be heard over dumb shit or shit you know nothing about. Like, on the way to the movies, we were doing a back in my day thing because Hunter was howling about it. And I bought up, like, you know, like back in my day, literally the movies was like $4 and there was no fucking reserve seats. You sat wherever the fuck your ass hit the seat. And if you showed up late and one seat was over here and the other one was over here, looks like you motherfuckers are sitting in two different places. That was just the way it was. But we didn't care. Like, do I wish I would have got there sooner? Yeah, but fucking gives a shit.
Oh,
like,
well, that's fucking on me. Now we're sitting separate. But, oh, well, we can still get to see the movie. Let's catch up afterwards. We'll have a chat about it. Rather than during the fucking movie.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, it was simpler. I don't want to say better, because better is comparative, right? Like, I guess it's subjective.
No, it was definitely simpler. And I think it was less stressful, because even though, like, you had to work harder for a lot of shit, you didn't think twice about it. It was just because it was simple. It was like A to B. There was no added stress in it. It was just living life. Hey, just real quick, we've got Andre in the chat, and he says he lives in the Midwest. Right, I'm not sure how to mark safe from that stuff, but I'm safe from your earthquake and the bridge collapse, just in case you were worried, Judge.
You fucking dick. Well, thank God. Even though you're fucking states away from fucking Everett, but I'm glad you checked in. What a dick.
We love you, Andre, champion. But no, I was actually having a chat with Eli about that the other day, about how things were different when I was a kid. And he's like, Dad, like, when you were a kid and, like, you were on your Xbox, did you go on it? Dude, we didn't have an Xbox. See that Nintendo 64? That was state of the art. And I didn't even have one of them at the time. I still had an older console than that.
Yeah. Fucking Nintendo came out. It blew your fucking mind, dude.
But then, like, even in the car yesterday, I'm just like, hey, Google, play such and such. And then it just comes up, right? And he's like, Dad, when you were a kid, what did you listen to on Spotify?
CD book.
And I'm like, see the...
On
see
Spotify.
On Spotify. And I'm like, man, you know how we've got that whole drawer in the entertainment unit at home just full of CDs? He goes, yeah. I said, that's mum and dad's old school Spotify. That's what it was.
And before that, it was a cassette tape. Yeah, that's it. You put the... And wait. It was 8-track, then the cassette tape. Then you can put your Discman in your car, but you needed the fake tape.
The tape adapter with the headphone.
Yeah,
headphone
dude. And then you just had to make sure that it stayed there, because if it skipped, you're like, fuck, man. Like, you
go,
dude,
over a bump and you're wick, 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 wick.
Yo, Shuffle came out and blew our minds. Fuck you talking about? Can only shuffle to the same 12 songs. What difference is a fucking order? Yeah, dude, that was fucking fun. Yeah, but on the video game thing, I'm always behind on video games because I don't fucking care to get it first. I want to get it when they work out all the bugs and shit like that. And now people are complaining about fucking everything. We went over, this game sucks, I want my money back. Shut the fuck up and play the fucking game. If you don't like it, guess what? You took a fucking L, man. But, like, you can't demand your money back because you played a game and you didn't like it.
No, that's right. You just have a sucky game in your collection.
That's it, man. And maybe you go back to it, right? So I finally got Cyberpunk 2077. It's amazing. Now, it had a bunch of fucking bumps in the road in the beginning, because what they're, it's like Grand Theft Auto, but better, because it's free flowing. You can break stuff up and shit. It's really cool. It's also first person and the cities are massive and people would not fuck game sucks, blah, blah, blah. Dude, like, do you realize while you sit at your job at fucking Quick Check, these fucking geniuses are like creating this shit for you. Let them work out the fucking kinks, man. People always want to fucking complain. And the movie, I think, or the game still won a bunch of awards just because it's fucking... Dude, it's an incredible game. It's fucking incredible. But people can't wait to be the first one to be like, it's a fucking buggy game. Okay, you get your fucking computer out and you code a better fucking game. Oh, you can't? Then shut the fuck up. Let the professionals do it, because you don't know what it entails to do that. Oh, well, I looked up, so you're a graduate of Google. You don't know what goes involved in that. You don't know, like, we always want people to fix stuff. Remember when the first Sonic came out, the first preview, he had like the little beady eyes and people went fucking apeshit. And then they fixed it. And a movie star was like, now all you motherfuckers who complain better go see that movie, because they probably wanted him to look like the original first.
Yes.
But people don't get, like, if you listen to any movie star, any director, they're like, you make a movie, you give it to these people. It's people who sit in a fucking desk and they go, well, his shirt's blue and he should be eating a sandwich during this part. And you have to say, yes, those are the people who write the checks. They're the people who put the fucking money out. You don't know what, like, these video game deadlines and shit like that. Like, they have jobs too. You know what they don't want to do after 8 hours of staring at a fucking computer screen? Do more just because you want a better fucking game. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, absolutely. It's like the complaint with Sonic as well. I saw so many complaints about the Mario movie as well, with the fact that Chris Pratt was going to voice Mario. It's like, oh,
why?
It should
How
be
can he's got to sound
guy.
Like
it's
a
like, why does he have to sound like that? Yeah. And look, the movie's fucking great. What a great movie.
That bothered the fuck out of me. As an Italian, I'm like, wow, so he's got a sound like it is. I'm like, why? I was like, it was created by a fucking Japanese dude in 1980. I was like, it was culture fucking stuff. Before that, even it was two Italian plumbers from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Made by people in fucking Japan. Like, they don't fucking, so when people were complaining, I was the first person to fucking say, like, so you want him to sound like a cartoon Italian guy. But if you made a game about, like, you know, it took place in Japan and everybody's walking around with the fucking rice paddy hats on, poking, look at this, you'd be fucking pissed off. So why is it a problem? Because it's Italians? Because every time someone is too stereotypical, a fucking flag goes up. You know why no Italians ever gave a shit? Because we don't give a fuck about anything besides working and eating. That's it. That's why we didn't give a fuck. I just got heated because everyone's like, why don't they sound more like this? I'm like, because that, why does every Italian need to sound like that? They don't. I got news for you. They don't.
It's,
actually,
it's
the people
just
who sound like that.
Stereotyping.
Yeah. But again, we don't fucking care about stuff like that.
But it seems to be that the only people that you can be racist towards are Italians or Greeks or any other white.
Irish.
Any other white sort of nationality, it doesn't really matter. You can be racist to all of that, and it's not an issue.
Well, it's because they lump everyone in as white. First of all, there's no characteristic for that, right? Like, if you're Sicilian, you're half black. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're Spanish from Spain, you're European. But people don't say anything, which is white, dude. Like, hey, Frank, to you, if you're European and you're in fucking Spain, you are European Spanish. Which means you're still from Europe, man. You're still white. And it's just like, we love to do that. Because if we categorize people, and we can make fun of this group and not this group, but this group and not this group. But if you're in one of the groups that gets made fun of, you're like, well, why us? You're going to get a bunch of people jumping down your fucking throat, telling you have all this privilege and blah, blah. Hey, look, if someone knows where my white privilege card is, can you send it to me? Because I don't fucking have shit.
I'll be looking
I get
for
no
mine.
Special treatment. I don't get any of that shit. Now, I do understand. Well, you don't understand. Just you being blah means you have more opportunities. What do you mean? I've been me my entire life. You know how many extra opportunities I got? You know how many times cops let me go? Fucking never. Never. I had to run from them just like everybody else. So if you're talking about the one percenter wearing Dockers, like booty hugger, crotch digger, like, with the fucking Docksiders on, yeah, those motherfuckers are privileged. Of course they are. They live fucking lives that we would never know. But, like, it's not even a white... It's a rich privilege thing, man.
Yes,
like,
it
rich
is.
Rich people just get to do more.
Yeah, that's
the rest
it.
Of us have to fucking work.
There's more loopholes. There's everything. Like, fucking taxes, man. It seems that the more money you earn, the less tax you have to pay. But there's a middle ground as well. Like, if you're middle class and you're earning in that area, that's where you get fucking taxed. But then once you break your first couple of million, well, then there seems to be all these loopholes that open up and you can pay less and less and less tax.
Of course it is.
So where's the privilege for the middle class? You know, sure, we've got a nice house, we've got a nice car and whatnot. But it's nice. It's not fucking expensive. We're not driving McLarens and Bugattis and shit. We've got a fucking Honda Civic.
So no one's ever told me that directly. It seems like working class people of any fucking color don't say that to each other. You know why we don't give a fuck? Because we're too busy working. We got to provide for our kids. We got to pay this. We got to do that. The only people that ever complained about that shit, again, and I say it all the time, white chicks with blue hair and anybody who wants to be the fucking talking head of the week. Other than that, like, I don't fucking care about that shit, man. The only time, like, I watched a video where at this college symposium, a bunch of people were like, listen, check your privilege. It's a point of privilege to talk while the other people, I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? It's just like, I just put up something now where as a literature person, this bothers me when people are like, I literally shit my pants. Did you? Because if you did, you have shit in your pants. You do understand that being hyperbolic by saying literally doesn't mean we think it's any worse than if you just said it figuratively. Like, the word literal is the exact opposite of what you're fucking using it as.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now the new one is satire. All of a sudden, all the fucking people now, all this, dude, I've seen, well, you know, if you understood satire, you'd understand what this is. I do. I've seen it. It's not satire. You're using that as your definition of the week because it's like the new woke word or whatever, just so you can get away with being like, you just don't understand it. No, no, it doesn't work like that. You don't know what the fucking word means, so you're using it incorrectly. But like I said, this day we changed the definition of everything anyway, so it doesn't matter what fucking word it is.
Well, it's like I saw on Reddit this week. There's a subreddit, and if you feel like killing a few hundred brain cells, dude,
I don't even know what Reddit is, dude.
Okay, so get on the Reddit, check out the subreddit Word Chewing. Okay, and these guys are lip syncing, but they're chewing their words. So as they're talking, they're doing this kind of shit. So it looks like they're. I don't get it. Don't whatever. But one of the comments in there was like, "This shit is happening so fucking often now. It's not only it's no longer satire. This is just getting ridiculous. It's just cringe now." I'm like, but if you're making fucking funny faces while you're lip syncing, that's not satire.
That's not satire.
That's physical comedy,
right?
It's not satire. Satire.
Right. It's Schadenfreude.
Exactly. It's something completely different. So why say if something happens too often, it's no longer satire? Something can happen all the fucking time and still be satirical.
Yeah. A kid was dressed like a cat. And he was like, he's culturally appropriating, but no one said anything because he's dressed like a fucking cat and you're allowed to do that now. And he's like, ooh, I want to go join the military. And like, he's putting on makeup. And he's like, I can't wait to join the fucking military. And everyone's like, and then someone underneath, it's like, I don't see why everyone's getting upset. It's satire anyway. I'm like, what part of that is satirical? Like, what part of that is a parody of something to get blown out of proportion so people understand how fucking ridiculous it is? Because what you're doing is ridiculous, but it's not proving a point for everyone else to see. Oh, is your point that cats can't join the military? That's not fucking satire, dude. And I'm watching and I'm going, and I'm seeing the thing underneath. And of course I click and it's the same looking person every time. It's just satire. You just don't get it. All right. So explain to me how it's fucking satire then. Like, what is it parodying? What is being blown out of proportion? What is being done for humor in a sarcastic way? Like, show that to me. Because this kid thinks he's a cat. He's literally saying this. It's not fucking satire, because if you look at his page, he's got a bunch of these fucking videos where he walks around with the fucking cat ears on all the time. Anyway, he's a fursona or whatever the fuck it is.
A fursona. Is that the word? Is that a fursona?
Yep. Learn that one too. Fursona.
Okay. Well, speaking of fursonas, I don't know if I actually put it into the group chat or not, but there was a dude who dressed up as a deer, identified as a deer. He had antlers on his head, full fucking body paint as a deer. And the headline said, I think it was a Daily Mail or something like that. And the headline said, furry who dresses up as a deer got shot because of mistaken identity from hunters. Hunters saw him wandering around.
Hey, guess what? It's deer season. He identifies as a deer. Those people shouldn't be in fucking jail. They shouldn't.
I don't know if there are any charges pressed or whatever. But again, I'll send you the post later on afterwards, but
a friend of mine works at a school where someone identifies as a cat. They have to have, I'm not kidding. They have to have a litter box in the classroom.
They have to have a litter box in the corner of the classroom.
The kid doesn't use it, but it makes him feel good that it's there in case he has to.
Because he feels more included?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm sorry, but if you want to feel included, fucking act as if you can be included. If you're on the outside fringes, you're not always going to be included.
Right, and like, don't get me wrong, understand that.
Be a fucking individual. Be an individual. I'm not saying be like everybody else.
Yeah.
But if you're on the fucking fringes, you're going to get some.
If you're going to be the thing all the way. That's what you are. So why are you going to school? You're a cat. You should have a bell on and your asshole out laying on a fucking couch all day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go to school if you're a cat, dude. You don't get to do that because you're a cat. So are you saying you're allowed to pick and choose? Because if that's the case, I want this from females. I want this from this culture. I want this from this animal. And I don't have to adhere to any of the rules because I can just bounce in and out of fucking all of them. If you're going to say that you're something, you get to be that thing. Like everyone says, trans women are women. You're correct. So stop calling them trans women if they're women. If they're women, call them women because that's what they are. But don't be mad then if you mouth off to an at-birth male at a bar and he beats the fuck out of you and you go, "Oh, you just hit a woman." No, I did not. No, I did not. I hit a man. Because you're a trans man. So, like, I'm waiting to see what, because now it's gone. Wait, dude, we jumped the shark months ago. Months ago. I don't fucking care what you are. If you're my friend, I'm a rock with you no matter what.
Exactly.
But people are going too overboard with, well, then I deserve this. I deserve that. I deserve that. You don't deserve fucking anything. If you think you're a fox, go live in the woods because you're a fucking fox. You don't get to be like, I'm a fox today, but I'm also an animal morph. So I could, no. You're a fox. Go live in the woods and shit in my yard and chase a chicken because you're a fucking fox. So you don't get to pick and choose what you want. If you want to be one thing, be that thing. I'll back you up. If my friend wanted to be a fox, I'd go visit him in the woods and feed him. And I'd pet him on his fucking head. And I'd go off and do other things because I'm not a fucking fox and I have shit to do.
Yes.
But you can't be in eight different pools at once, man.
No, you can't. You can't. Like you say, you can't pick and choose just to suit yourself. I heard a quote during the week. I can't remember who it was. I want to say it was Charlie Kirk or one of these conservative people. But he was saying, like, you always hear about liberals saying, can we just normalize this? Can we just normalize this behavior? Can we just normalize, like, you know, can we normalize being a trans species? Can we normalize whatever that's on the fringes? No, we can't, because if it's normal, it naturally gets normalized. If it's normal, you don't have to ask for it to be normalized. And if you're asking for it to be normalized, maybe it's not normal.
Right. Like, why does people having to live like a bear in the woods have to be normalized? It is normal. You're a bear. Go live in the woods.
Nobody's stopping you, man.
Guess what? You ain't using your phone, though, because bears can't use phones. So looks like you're not bitching and complaining that you got to live in a fucking cave because you're a bear.
I hope you can climb a tree, bitch. You're gonna have to play with that bee's nest. Let's see how you go.
Like, if that's what you want, do it. But you're not allowed to then sit and bitch and complain about what you're not getting because yesterday you decided to be a fucking duck. Like, you don't get to do that. Like, you don't just don't get. So be a duck. Take your fucking clothes off. Go swimming. See you later.
Quack.
They're fucking mean as shit.
Quack. 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 Quack.
It's fucking. I'm just like, I don't know. And guys, I hate to break it to you. America's going fucking Republican again, man. And I know we don't get political on the show, but right now we got fucking foggy-headed Joe who can't put together a fucking sentence. And I know nothing. This is why I don't follow politics, because they're all fucking liars. I've said that before. So for everyone's like, I can't believe you, shut the fuck up, because I'm not either one. I'm trying to live my fucking life and make sure other people don't get picked on and everyone gets along. That's my fucking affiliation. So whichever one that is, that's me, okay? We're getting Trump back, man. Nothing's going to stop him. The dude has 18 allegations. He's been sued for $83 million, and he's still winning. He's still in the lead in every fucking margin.
I know.
Why do you think that is?
Because, like you've said, the fucking rubber band's been pulled so far back, it's snapping back the other way. But it happens every 4 years.
And it's snapping back to a person who I think is now the only person in history who served 4 years, then came back on a different term to serve another four. You guys made this happen. You made it happen. Because instead of just being like, oh, cool, we got the rights that we deserve. Awesome. See you later. That was it. That's what they wanted. Gay rights. We want the same thing everyone else. Okay, you're cool. Now you can get married and shit like that. Trans rights. See me as the person I am. Okay, do it. That's fine. I don't fucking care. So, oh, but then I want this. Okay. Oh, and you know what? I want this too. Okay, but other people don't. No, you don't understand. If I don't get that, I'm going to cancel you. Okay, but other people aren't. Like, that's not. It's no longer equal or equitable.
No.
You want more than everybody else, and you're not getting that. Now, because you're not getting that, you're going to go sit and bitch and complain. Now, because all this stuff is happening, and more people are like, hey, man, you just had a 45-year-old at-birth male swim against 12-year-old girls because they, or whatever it is, identifies as a 12-year-old girl on some days. You don't think that's a fucking problem? You don't think that because of all that shit, all of this stuff that everyone's fucking doing and setting all these fires all over the place, you are the reason now that more than half of the fucking votes everywhere, even in states that weren't fucking red before,
yes,
are like, yeah, no, bring them back. This shit is crazy.
This has gone too
far.
Look
at the fucking map, dude. Look at the map. Places that were normally blue or maybe teetering on the edge are like, nah, man, Biden's not even close. This is going to be a fucking landslide victory. And it's because I stomp my feet. I got what I want. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well, now the people with the power, the people voting, are voting in the guy that you wanted out because he was unfair to certain races. Yes, he was. Yeah. Yeah. Of course he was. He was an all-white militia. We get it. He's a white supremacist. Now the dude's selling Bibles and shoes and people are buying them. People are sick and fucking tired being told what to do. So you brought it all back in this direction. Now it's snapping all the way back. And for the next 4 years, all that shit that you wanted and all the extra shit, you took it to, you went over the fucking line, dude. You went so far over the line, it's now a dot on the horizon. And you didn't think at any point someone's going to take that away? Oh, well, we'll just rally. We'll just cancel. Guys, I got news for you. In 4 years, it's not going to fucking matter. It's not.
But even so, look at the Republicans. They decided to rally. They fucking had the insurrection at the Capitol building. Look how that went. Like, are the liberals going to be doing shit like that?
But I mean, look, he's a liar anyway, because he's like, I didn't have anything to do with that. He said the first thing he does as soon as he gets into office, he's going to pardon all those fucking people.
It wouldn't surprise me. But again, like I say, it's all partisan bullshit. You know, like he doesn't see them as people who committed crimes. He sees them as Republicans, you know, exercising Patriots, their constitutional rights and shit. This is one thing I do not understand, because I want to move away from this political shit, but I want to generalize this, is that as Americans, you guys, and this is not like an attack on any person, just generally as Americans, it's fucking phenomenal how you guys have taken politics and turned it into a fucking religion. Because you could talk to somebody about politics over here and they're like, who the fuck are you talking about? Who's which party are they for? What are they? Nah, fuck off. I don't have time to listen to your shit. Like, if I wanted to know about politics, I'd know about it already. You know, so like, we don't do that. We've got a similar two-party system. But it's like you guys vote for the president. You don't vote for the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. You vote
well, you
for
do
the
by
guy
voting
in the...
for the president. Yeah.
That's right. But here in Australia, we vote for the party, not for the leader. So the party leadership can change. And it has happened where we've had, I think, like two, maybe three changes of prime minister in a single term, because the party that was voted in decided we're not happy with our leader. So they've fired their leader, had a new leader come in who then became the new prime minister. So the person wasn't voted in, the party was. But yeah, over there, it's like you've got this guy on one side, this guy on the other side, and they're both gods who are like battling against each other. And it's like a battle over at Mount Olympus or some shit. It's just fucking mind-boggling.
That's because we talked about there's always a separation of church and state, and that's never the case. It's never the case. Everyone always brings, like, Catholics, I think, out out-percent anyone else in the United States. And most Republicans that you meet are either Catholic or Christian, like almost all of them. So you can't separate those two things, because especially when in all of our literature, it's under God, in this God, under God. You can't separate that shit, man. Like, we were built from that.
That's right. It was the fucking Puritans that came in and, yeah, and wrote all that. Yeah.
And these motherfuckers, now we now know there's aliens. The government's like, there's something out there. Immediately, the whole reason why they hid it for so long was always under the guise of, then people who think that there's a God who just made man, they're not going to believe anymore. Of course they will. You can't change a fucking religious person's mind because of that shit. Not when it's deeply ingrained in them. Now all they did was go, okay, they were made by him too. That's it. They just lumped them all in. Okay.
I mean, that makes sense to me as well. Okay. Fuck. This is amazing. We're doing the two things we never fucking do, and that's politics and religion. But let's go here. Yeah. Fucking, as a Christian, if you believe that God created the heavens and the earth, so the heavens, let's say just the universe, everything that is out there,
right,
outside of earth, right? Why would he, if he's this awesome creator, why would he only create humans on one planet in the whole fucking universe? Of course, there's got to be something else out there. We just can't observe it.
Dude, there's billions of galaxies out there. And human beings are so fucking up their own asses, we assume that we're the only people here.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like,
even when people are going, oh, aliens, that's a conspiracy theory. Is it? Because surely with all that space, there's going to be something out there. There's fucking microbes in the soil on Mars, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
That's life on another planet.
And people don't get the word infinite. Space does not end. People can't cognize that. They hear the sentence, space is infinite, and they go, yeah, well, space is infinite. Yeah, but you can't even, guys, no matter how far you go, it keeps going. It's, space is infinite. There's no fucking end.
And always expanding, forever expanding. Yeah. So you never reach the end of the universe.
Yeah, and we're a floating fucking rock with a bunch of people on it who just want to get through a good enough life that they could fucking die happy and go wherever the fuck they got to go afterwards. That's it, man. It's fucking simple.
Yes.
It's simple. So if you spend all your life worrying about, I don't like this person because, and this person, blah, 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 dude, you're just going to fucking make yourself upset, man.
That's it.
Because we haven't had an equal system ever. Ever. It's never been equal for anybody.
You take the cards that have been dealt to you, you fucking roll with them and you make the best of what you got. Like Andre's just said, we need to discover the planet rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy, where that came from, because he wants to talk to Trash Panda.
Yep. That's it. And that's it. I'd be the first person out. I'd be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be like, fuck it. Let's fucking get out of here. Like, what's, like, what? I don't see why people wouldn't. If you got an opportunity, dude, if aliens came down and they're like, hey, man, why don't you come and fucking hang out for a little bit, Zork Nark? And be like, put me on your fucking ship, man. Beam me over. This shit is awesome. Like,
yeah.
Be like, what happens if they come? And we got it so ingrained in us, right, that they're always going to be bad. Why? Because we are. That's why. Because if we had the ability to go to another fucking place and conquer it, we would. Dude, we put a flag on the moon.
I know.
It's ours now. No, it fucking ain't. It's a rock. We colonized Mars first. No, you didn't.
Yeah, well, I love this one from Shannon, dude. One day it will end. The ultimate heat death of the universe. But the good news, before the heat death of the universe, our sun will turn into a red giant and consume everything in our solar system. That's what happens. Fucking stars die, they implode, create black holes, and then everything fucking disappears.
And then somewhere a billion years, or I mean, time is a flat circle anyway. It doesn't even fucking matter. So it's just like in a million years, dude, time's man-made concept, man. It's a man-made concept. So it doesn't matter when it fucking happens. It's just going to start all over again. Like, it could be going on somewhere else right fucking now. And people are like, well, that's ridiculous. Why can't there be another parallel? But like, how come there's not an Earth 3 where there's versions of us that are all evil and have like the evil mustaches? Because apparently when you're bad in other universes, you always have a mustache. I don't know what the fuck that's about. People are like, well, that's ridiculous. Why? Because you've seen it in a comic. If the universe is infinite, what's to say that that's not the next step? Like, as soon as you're done with this, you go do that. We don't fucking know. We think all that shit is outrageous, but it's only outrageous because we were taught our whole lives, if you die, you go to heaven or hell. Well, what if those are different dimensions too, man? Or what if nothing happens? Your spirit just fucking floats around. I don't fucking know. We don't know these fucking answers. And I think that's one of life's great mysteries. We're never going to find that shit out.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is the kind of shit I like to ponder as well.
Yeah, of course.
Because what if heaven and hell are not actual places, right? Because time does not exist. Time is a man-made construct, right? And so heaven and hell, like angels and demons and all this sort of shit, they are paranormal beings, right? So they are not here or there, just like God, right, is everywhere, right? They are like in time, the time, space, whatever, the fuck at that pocket. So they're not in a, I don't believe they're in like this place that the fiery place underneath the earth. They're within the fucking fabric, you know?
A comic came out for Image called Reborn. Reborn was fucking great. When you die, you get transported like to this like medieval, but like modern with like guns and swords and shit like that as someone looks completely different. But you battle through people that you knew in life. So the one lady's cat turned out to be like the evil force in the world. But that's where you go when you die. Like you go to this different place and then you just start something all over again. And it's just like, I don't know, man. And I guess it's inherently human because we think we're so fucking important that we go, well, this can't be it. But why? Like, fucking maybe it is. Like, maybe that's it. Like, after this, there ain't shit. And people are like, well, I don't want to think about that. Why? When you die, you're not going to know it anyway. The lights are just going to fucking turn out one day, man. And yeah, that's fucking petrifying. But it's only petrifying because it hasn't happened yet. So we're worrying about that. But when it happens, you're not going to have fucking time to lament it anyway. It's just going to happen.
That's like, right. Shannon and I were having this conversation just recently, actually. And she's just said in the chat, I feel that once you die, your energy or your soul gets released back into the universe to be reused.
That's
one reason she believes in reincarnation. I've also got this theory of like everything's connected by sound. Like, if you look at every fucking religion, you look at the creation story of every religion, even the Inuit believe that a giant raven flew over the top and squawked, and because of the sound that the squawk made, everything was created, right? You look at creationism in the Bible, the Christian Bible, says God spoke the word, and so it was. Sound, right? Everything's connected by vibration, sound, energy waves, all of this shit. It has to go back into the loop.
Yeah, but even if it does that, I mean, like your cognition is going to be different at that point. Is it going to feel like this? Probably not. But like I said, you're not going to lament that because it's not going to happen. Like, it's not like you're going to be wind in the future and be like, this sucks, I'm wind. I can't play PlayStation. You're not going to give a fuck about that stuff anymore. You're just going to take on something new, man. Like,
yeah, that's it.
So and I think about that every time I think about like dying. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be terrible. I'm like, why? I'm not going to die for 15 fucking days in a row. One day I'm just going to burn and I'm done. I'm not going to have time to fucking worry about it.
And your consciousness just goes back out into the ether. That's it.
And then in Saga, in another comic, they said, worrying about life, about death is ridiculous. Just like worrying about anything else that's common, it's dumb to think about. It's like the sun coming up, man. Like it's just going to fucking happen until one day it doesn't. And then we're all going to be fucking dead anyway. Oh my God, I just saw this picture. Yeah, he got shot. Yeah.
Yeah, trans species. So I was wrong. He's not a furry. He's a trans species man.
But you can't be transracial, though. That you're not allowed to do. They were very specific about that.
Oh, my God. How do we even, like, find that line? Because you talk to feminists, they can't even tell you what a woman is. So, fuck, man. I don't know. We're most of the way through an hour here, and I'm not going to open up a whole nother can of worms on that one.
No, because it could go on. But the fact of the matter is that if this shit is going on, it means we've gone way too far. We've jumped the shark way too fucking far. And now a lot of this shit's going to be fucking taken down. It is, because you wanted too much and people gave it to you because you threatened them. Oh, you don't understand. You're this, you're that. And everyone had their fucking buzzwords and all the stuff they wanted to say about people. And now people are sick of those fucking words because words don't mean anything anymore. I saw some lady talk about how math is racist.
Math is racist.
That's what she said. And how the lady said, so if, look it up. So the lady doing the interview, she's like, so if I say 2 + 2 = 4, that's racist. And the lady gave an explanation back. She said, yeah, it's racist. And then she explains it. It's the fucking dumbest thing I've ever seen before in my life. Yeah, math is inherently racist.
I guess 2 + 2 = 5 now then.
Technically, it can equal whatever. They're saying that because everyone thinks it's this, then it's racist. Dude, look it up. It's
fucking mathematics.
Nope. It's like a 50. I mean, the interview was longer, but it's like a 12-second clip that, of course, someone underneath put, it's just satire, guys. I'm like,
no.
Of course it is.
This person is brain damaged.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but everyone that said, hey, look, if we like our buzzwords so much, every time someone says something is satire, they're just gaslighting you because it's the new equivalent of saying it's not a big deal.
Yep.
It literally is the same thing, but you can't tell them that because they're going to get fucking all bent out of shape.
Dude, this whole, well, I mean, like I said, we've had religion, we've had politics, we've had everything in this episode, really, I think. But don't worry, guys, don't get offended, all right? Because this whole episode is just satire. That's all it is. The whole episode, guys, is just satire. So do not get your knickers twisted.
Also, it can't offend anybody because we're just two people talking. I can't fucking hurt you. Like, first of all, no one said anyone. I said the guy got shot because he literally dressed up like a fucking deer.
He looks like a fucking deer. Yeah. He's got the nose on and everything.
He's got everything. Of course he's going to get fucking shot. But that guy did it. He's like, I'm a deer. Okay, you're a deer. And what happened was exactly what happens to deer when they fucking go around the woods. You got shot. But the dude went it. Full fucking send, dude. He did the whole thing. Okay. Well, you lived like a deer, and then you fucking died like one during deer season. I'm not saying good for you, but I also don't lament deers when they die either. So he's a fucking deer, and he's dead. It is what it is.
Yep. Hey, look, guys, I'm going to be putting this photo up on the socials as well. If you're curious as to what we're talking about.
He's also shredded. He's ripped. Yeah.
But I'm going to put it up just in case you're a little confused about what we're talking about, because really, it's just ridiculous. So I'm not surprised the guy got shot. He's got, like I said, the whole get up on. He's got antlers and the body.
Dude, he's got prosthetics on. Yeah.
And look, I mean, if you love satire so much as well, guys, make sure you give us a rating and a review and a follow and hit the bell.
Hey, if you like satire so much, watch Idiocracy, so you can learn what the fuck satire actually is. Because when you do that and you look at the world now, you go, oh, now I get it. Here you go. That fucking, please. Hey, guys, words are words. They all have meanings. Stop changing those meanings to meet whatever fucking new trend is going on. Literally means the shit actually happened. And satire, well, look it the fuck up. But stop changing the definitions for things. Words have definitions for a reason. I watched someone call out Webster for a definition. Webster. And like, well, cite your sources. And Webster tweeted back, us.
Us. Yeah, our dictionary. That's it.
All right. Fucking I'm going to eat cookies.
Go eat your cookies, man. Yep. We're going to wrap this one up, guys. So like I say, show us some love. Give us another 5-star rating. We've got 21 of them on Spotify.
Tell your friends. Come hang out.
9 of them on Apple Podcasts. So we're doing awesome. Like Judge always says, for two assholes who are nobodies, we're killing this shit and you're helping us kill it. And also, guys, we are going to be live on YouTube every week, unless Judge has been at Ghostbusters and eating dessert.
And we're going to be live
9 p.m. on New Jersey time.
Yeah.
Saturday, New Jersey time.
Eastern Standard Time. Yeah.
Eastern Standard Time. Okay. Thank you. And we're going to be live 11 a.m. on Sundays here in Australia on Sydney time. All right. So that way you guys can jump in the chat. You can hang out with us, listen to us bullshit. We want to hear your opinions. And you know what? Just, like I say, send us a little bit of love. Tell your friends about us. Give us a rating if you haven't. and hit the follow button, hit the bell, all that good stuff, and you'll get notified
And buy us
when new
something
episodes
nice.
drop.
And buy us something nice because you're getting this for free. So send me like a little picture of like you making like a hand heart telling me how much you care about me. And I'll send you a picture, like me and Nate said, of my balls. Because that was the deal at one time. If
That
you
was
send
the
us
I forgot
anything,
about that deal.
that's right.
I still
No,
haven't followed through on that.
like no twig, just berries. I'm gonna pick it up. You'll get a nut, right? One nut if I like you, two nuts if I really like you. So
And
just
if we
so
love
you
you
know,
get the whole fucking
the whole
package. You
fucking, dude,
get
I'll
the
spread
whole
my
berry
asshole
bush.
like Mike Honcho. I don't give a shit.
All
All right, I'm gonna go eat.
right, we're out of here, guys.
Hey!
Peace. And of course, we're going to wrap up this episode with Heavy Drop Safety Brief of the Week.
All right, guys, it's the weekend. We're going to have a good time. You guys have been working hard, putting in the hours. You guys have been doing some great shit. Some of you haven't been doing so great. Some of you have decided you're going to do three ninja rolls on the ground and unload a full magazine into the back of your own police cruiser. Because you heard a gunshot and then you swore it hit you in the back and your legs couldn't work. And that's why you did three ninja rolls, screaming, "I'm hit, I'm hit." And then when they played back your camera, there's no gunfire coming at you. There's just a squirrel throwing his fucking nut onto the top of your car. I mean, look, I got it. You claim to be a big Billy badass, you know. Guy on from multiple combat deployments. But man, if you had been in multiple combat deployments, you'd know what the sound of fire sounds like. And you're going to sit there and say an acorn hitting the top of a car. Now you got all these people that you're pulling over and they got fucking acorns in their pockets and they're like, "Oh shit, I'm about to die." I mean, come on. But then you're thinking you're a freaking ninja warrior and gonna freaking do like three somersaults, a back, you know, half backflip, you know, backflipping hatchet attack and unload your piece into the thing. Come on, man. Not only that, but you fired so many rounds into your vehicle, you didn't even hit the dude in your vehicle. You're so horrible that you missed him every single time. That's 15 shots at least. At least. Come on, guys. Acorns are not weapons.
Thanks for listening to the show. You can follow the podcast as well on social media at Not So Secret Dad's Business or on our website, notsosecretdadsbusiness.com. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please rate and review the show. It helps more than you realize.